Welcome to the Automated Daily, Top News Edition, the podcast created by Generative AI, where we dive into the latest headlines with precision and insight. Today is April 15th, 2024, and we've got a lineup of stories that span the globe, from geopolitical tensions to groundbreaking medical advancements. Let's get into the heart of today's news. In a significant escalation of tensions in the Middle East, Israel has announced its intention to retaliate against Iran following a substantial aerial attack involving over 300 drones and missiles targeting Israeli military sites. This development marks a severe uptick in the long-standing conflict between the two nations, with Israel contemplating direct strikes on Iran as a response. The timing and scale of such retaliation remain under wraps, but the situation is fraught with the potential for further escalation. Meanwhile, Iran has issued stern warnings against any further provocations, as the United States calls for a de-escalation of hostilities amidst concerns over Iran's nuclear capabilities. Turning our attention to a monumental health achievement, Nigeria has proudly become the inaugural nation to deploy a new vaccine, MenFiVCV, endorsed by the World Health Organization. This vaccine is designed to shield against 5 strains of the meningococcus bacteria, a significant threat within the African meningitis belt. Funded by Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, this initiative is a pivotal step towards the ambitious goal of eradicating meningitis by the year 2030, offering hope for a future free from this devastating disease. In the realm of public health, a recent international study has shed light on the growing prevalence of type 2 diabetes, pinpointing poor carbohydrate quality as a primary culprit. The research, encompassing over 127,000 adults across 20 countries, reveals that diets high in glycemic index and load significantly increase the risk of developing this chronic condition. Experts recommend opting for unprocessed or minimally processed carbohydrates, alongside balancing meals with proteins and healthy fats, to mitigate blood sugar spikes and foster better insulin sensitivity. A landmark agreement has been reached in British Columbia, formally recognizing the Haida Nation's Aboriginal title over the entirety of Haida Gwaii's 1 million hectares. This historic accord, achieved outside the traditional court or treaty processes, acknowledges the Haida's undeniable title, paving the way for a new model in resolving Aboriginal land claims. The agreement promises governance negotiations over Crown land tenures and the protection of public services, marking a significant step forward in honoring and preserving Indigenous rights and territories. In the field of medical technology, Cambridge-based Heartfelt Technologies has unveiled an AI-powered telemonitor designed to track heart failure symptoms in discharged patients. Utilizing an infrared time-of-flight 3D camera, the device monitors foot volume for early signs of peripheral edema, a precursor to heart failure. This innovative approach aims to drastically reduce hospital readmissions by enabling timely interventions, showcasing the potential of technology to transform patient care and outcomes. The collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, following a collision with the container ship Dolly, has prompted a criminal investigation by the FBI. Authorities are probing whether the crew was aware of significant system issues prior to departure. The investigation seeks to uncover the truth behind the tragedy that claimed 6 lives, with both local and federal officials committed to ensuring accountability for this devastating incident. In a collaborative effort to bolster global health security, the Doherty Institute has joined the World Health Organization's Coronavirus Network, COVINET. This partnership aims to enhance the detection, monitoring, and response to coronaviruses, leveraging the Doherty Institute's expertise in virus research. The initiative underscores the importance of international cooperation in addressing the ongoing challenges posed by COVID-19 and potential future pandemics. Tech enthusiasts, take note. A recent leak has unveiled that the upcoming Google Pixel 9 will boast satellite connectivity, courtesy of Android 15 and the new Exynos Modem 5400 and Tensor G4 chipset. This groundbreaking feature will enable users to send texts via satellite, enhancing communication capabilities in remote areas. Additionally, Google is reportedly developing a 5G tablet, codenamed Clementine, further expanding its innovative product lineup. And that wraps up today's edition of the Automated Daily, Top News Edition. From geopolitical developments to the latest in health and technology, we've covered the stories that matter. Remember, staying informed is the first step towards making a difference. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back tomorrow with more insights and updates. Stay curious. Stay informed.